We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos on the bottom of Resh Chaf Gimel and Aleph. Siman Shin Samach Gimel and the Lachas of a Mavi and a Lachi. We're in the middle of Siv Chavav, talking about the configurations and the parameters of a Mavi to be committed with a Lachi or a Kaira. So, on the second to the bottom line, Agas says, Ramav Yishan, some say, the Nagan Idna, that currently the custom is the second column of voice. To permit all my voice, but through a Pesach with a door frame, the Chalom Avoyis Shalom, because really all our Avoyis Yeshlam Din Chatzir says Rama has the halachas of courtyards, says the Chum Tzedishin Siman Ayin Dalet, and therefore just a lechem b'kir would not be sufficient. Now many Gabash Mandin Zelu and the widespread custom in these countries, as we continue on with bases, L'sakna al Dechevel is to prepare through a rope, Hakashon L'Rach B'Shalom, which is tied to the width of the Mavi, but then Chebel Zeh. Now, the halacha of this rope in the Kaira is not, of course, being shed in Rach B'Tefach, because it does not have the width of a Tefach. But the Mahane Elam Tam Tzuris HaPesach, and it's only effective only because it's like a door frame. The Mahane Elam Alef Elbegeme, which that helps on the top, even with a reed. Kele'el, like we said previously, at Sevi Simishin Samach Beis, at the end of Simishin Samach Beis. Well, I can't differ, Yeshli, so I want us to be careful. L'hametach is a Chebel, they have to put beneath the rope, Shnei Kon Gubay Masar, two poles that are 10 tefachim high, mechuvan and tachas achevel that are precisely beneath the rope. Vazman events the fact of a filled mavi mefulash even by an open mavi, the third tzuras pesach in this halacha of tzuras pesach, I filled b'chatzar even by a courtyard. B'chol makom shu tzuras pesach amani or any place where tzuras pesach is going to be effective. Who can mention this bar le'el soib simushin samach beis? This is das atzmit. This is Rama's own opinion. Says mishbura sivkatin kuf yud. Rama said some say that the custom today is to fix kol ha-mavoyis v'chulu all mavoyis with a tzuras ha-pesach. That is, bein tzasim tzarechel, whether it's closed on one side, bein mefulash m'shnei atzadim, whether it's open on both sides, bein rachav adesa amas, whether it's wide up until 10 amas, bein yisim es amas, whether it's more than 10 amas, which the Sharetzi Naisayin Zayin says that even though that from the Magen Brahman it sounds like they're not to be mach, but only by a mavoy mefulash, when it's open on both sides and not when it's closed, that there it's enough for two side posts from the two sides, and Taz, it explicitly sounds like that even by a mavoy that's closed on one side, the meaning is dafka with a tzuras ha-pesach, and b'daychik, you could explain also that's the pin of the Magen Avraham. Sivkatan Kufyud Aleph. And what's the reason for this? Because to come avoy shalom b'chulu, because all our avoyis really have halacha b'chatzeres. Hanya that is mishum b'mavoyiseinu. In our avoyis, in batim b'chatzeres pesuch zatech, we don't really have homes and courtyards opening up into it. Which the Sharetzin Leisayin Ches says that even though by a chatzer, where the length is more than the width, we hold in the following paragraph that it's permitted with lecha b'kari, even though there's no chatzeres opening inside of it. This dafka by chatzah that's not close to Rosh Hashanah because it's open up to the mavi, which is not the case by mavi, which is close to Rosh Hashanah or Kamelis, says the Ohel Shabbos that therefore it's going to be more chamer. And says the Mishnah Berurah, v'lechein therefore in it to belecha b'kara, therefore it's not permitted with a side post or a cross beam, can then have the mavi the way a mavi is permitted. After b'chatzah now, although by a courtyard tzagi b'shnei lechayam b'shnei tzadad mitznah for two side posts from the two sides below to the pesach without having a lintel on the top without having a door frame. Because since that time, the mavi mefulish mishnei tzadav, the mavi is opened up on both sides. But then for sure, one has to be stringent regarding such a case. She required to suppress it. Even when there is no home, the court is opening up inside of it. Because at the on its by its opening, it opens to Rosh Hashanah or Kamelis. Or sometimes it's wider than 10 amas. Regarding such a case, of my court is Medina to the Pesach. Then Meikar Alocha has to have it to the Pesach. And like we said previously, it's a base. Therefore, Nigur Tamal Asa is to the Pesach. Therefore, the custom became that he always makes to the Pesach. Now, Behine, Litzara, Sheini, Shalom, Mavi. On the other side of the Mavi, Main Rachav Yisimes Mesa Amas. It was not wider than 10 Amas. Yes, days been Achrein. There are opinions amongst the Achrein. Because the Das Harbim Hem, the opinion of many of them is, which Sharetzin Leis Pei brings, look at Magen Avraham, Machzor Shekel, look at Sivit Nezi Yisrael, that brings also many Achreinim, the whole like Magen Avraham, Chayodim agrees that it needs two boards to be wrote in the Mishnah Berurah, says look at Peschei Tshuva, that that says the Mishnah Berurah, that the opinion of many of them is the Shomis Agi Al Kaponim, that there it's sufficient at least Mishnei Lechayim Mishnei Tzadim with two side posts from the two sides. Well, but it's towards the Pesach, it doesn't have to have a door frame. The time and the reason is the Man of Shach. Either way, indeed the Kamavim of the Shift Alocha has like it's open Mavi. Hello, Gamboy Kamel on the Kamav Mishnah Shin Samachdal that we hold the answer towards the Pesach from Yerak Mitzedech. It only needs towards the Pesach on one side. Mitzedech Shein and the other side Zagi Belechi Echad Eikar. It's enough at one Lechi or Eikar. If it has a lacha like a chutz, like we mentioned, a lacha upon that's okay, that's number two side posts. However, there are achrim that they're inclined. Because of the custom, every side you make it to a pesach. And definitely, one should initially be careful regarding this. But in the present situation, let's see the rope that's on top of the side post. Tear on Shabbos. I call Ki. I have no any similar case. Nero, Tim, the Eshlis Machalim Lahaka, one can rely on them to be lenient. He Chachin Roch of Yis Mesa Amos if it's not wider than 10 Amos. After parts from Lui, even though it's totally breached. Now, Vehine, behold, my voice, Shalonu, and Skrum Le'el, and Amr voice that we mentioned before, Shein Bat Machatzir, Psuchas Latechai, that there are no homes in court yet to open up inside of it. Imu Mavo Okum, if it's a bent Mavo, Yes, days ben achrein. There are opinions amongst achrein. And Torah Las is taken back mimusu. You have to make some type of remedy where it bends. Kedinam avul akaman like we see later. Rambam says mishnah zavadal se begimol. The Yeshlim because you could say even make a din since make a loch yesh din chatzah as a loch like a chatzah. Saying Torah Shem taken that doesn't require any taken by chatzah. But that it's enough. It's a taken mishnah rashi that you're doing some type of remedy by its two ends. But the Yeshlim achmir bezad are those who stringe regarding this. By many lahakol and the custom is to be lenient. Which the Shard Sinai's Pei Gimel brings us from the Sefer Chaim, it says, and specifically that many Rishayim hold that by Mava Okam itself, that it doesn't need any tikkun by word bends, this is the way I bring later on, Simen Shin Samach Dalet and Bir Halacha. So therefore, it makes sense that the custom is to be lenient. Says Mishra further, says, but that also you should know, the Hadma Vor, this day we see the Bayer Shalom in our cities, Tzad Turz HaPesach, it needs to have a door frame. That's by cities that are not surrounded with a wall, or surrounded with a wall, but the wall is breached to Rishus Ram, or the Kamlis, or Kamlis, Besimus Amas, one of 10 Amas. But when surrounded with a wall, and the wall is not breached, Rach Tachlisakin, it just needs to be remedied, or Lachalik bin Mokam Shavid and Darmsham, to differentiate between where the Jews live over there, with Mokam Shavdi Gulun Darmsham, and where the non Jews live over there. Kiddishli Astra, Ala Yehudim Lataltal, so that it's not forbidden on the Jews to carry, and sort of last Hashem Tzurus HaPesach, you don't have to make over there a Tzurus HaPesach. Ragdai, but pass Rochav Arbar Tvachim is just enough with a board that's four Tvachim wide, or Yishnei Pasen Shal Shnei Mashruim, or two boards that are two Mashrus, Kishanifrit Shabbi Melui, when it's breached over there totally, Vein a Rochav Shem Yisim is Amas, it's not wide over there than 10 Amas, but Mokam Shur, it's less to take in the place where you want to make the remedy, Av Shem Mav Bamsi, even though the Mav in the middle, Rochav Yisim is Amas, is wider than 10 Amas. Why Kirazu? Because such a city, Yeshladin Chatz Lagam, has totally like halacha, like a chatzer, which the Sharatzin Ois Pedal brings, that Mismeir is Machmer also over here, to make it to Sapasah, but according to him, that's also only from the Minig, and therefore for sure one can rely on those other opinions to be lenient. Says the Mishnah further, he says, Kushle also from Tikkun Min Yehud Lev the Gelum, there was no remedy made between the Jews and the non-Jews. Gamkin Adin Kan Kamei B'chatzah, the halacha is also over here, like by a court. The Mutl Taltal became Shabbos HaBedoicha, that you're allowed to carry vessels that were started Shabbos inside of it, Avaloi L'Bais, but not into the house, but L'Bais L'Chatzah, not from the house, through the Chatzah. Sivkot and Kuv Yud Beis. So he said that the widespread custom in these countries is to fix it through a rope that's tied to the width of the Mabah, and he says, the halacha of this rope is not a kohen because it's not a width of a tafach, and it's only effective in malach b'shus pesach, which then it could even be a reed, like we said that then the shin samach beis, and therefore one has to be careful to position tachas achevel v'chulu beneath the rope two beams that are 10 tefachim high. Now, kimin says the mishmeru, kimin shakonim shalomato, since the poles that are on the bottom, givoyim asar tefachim are 10 tefachim high. You don't have to have any more poles on the top. To tie the rope onto them. You could just tie the rope opposite it. Even on a roof that's, let's say, above this one and that one. Look at the Kaimalan, like we hold the Elbasay, the Simishin of the base. The rope that's on the pole that's on the top, ain't that's like the lintel, ain't so legal but it doesn't have to touch the poles that are on the bottom, on the vertical poles. The also this that we had previously besides submissions of the base, the in lichshar kon shalmala, that one should not tie the upper rod, oyachevel, or the rope minatzad shalakonim from the sides of the poles, rak lamala gaben, rather only on the top above them. So when you tie the rope above on the roof on whichever pole, it's not applicable to be meticulous regarding how you're tying it. If it's on top or it's from the side, as long as the poles that are beneath are precisely beneath the rope, kasha, that's going to be kasha. But the Shartinai's Pevav says that's the Taz, the Pshitus. He says, however, that's specifically where it's not possible any other way, because if not, it is good to refrain from such a thing because of those who look, and it might appear to them bad, as the Prima Gadim says, the end of the Sim Shin Samach Beis. Continues Mishnah Berurah, he says, in Yesh Gag, if there's a roof, Shemamsk Ben Goy Ba'achevel, that separates between the height of the rope, Lachon Shalamata, to the poles that are beneath it, then Lava Tzur Zepesel, but then it's not going to be a Tzur Zepesel. Why? Kim Chagog Ma'afsik Ben Achevel Lachon. The roof separates, is in the way between the rope and the poles. And the innocent Tzur Zepesel, but you can't make a door for him in such a way. And around the Tzach Shivtach Nekev, Godl Bagog, Lamala Nekev Kon. You have to open up a large hole in the roof that's above, opposite where the vertical poles are, so that the poles are precisely beneath the rope without anything in the way. But the Shart Sinai's Pezayin brings that the Sefer Tzitzis Shabbos Mefak Fekandis Halacha. He says, look over there, which the Dershu 95 brings that he writes to discuss regarding this from a sugya in the Gemara Avon of Yeravam Beis, regarding an opening that's made like a keeper, like a dome. You see over there that the Hikar Mashkev is the straight roof that's above, and the mezuzahs that are on the sides, they're below, before it starts to turn towards the on the top. So it comes out that even though the circle, the dome, that's between the kanim that are on the side, on the bottom, and between the upper kanim, the horizontal one, it's mafsik, it separates between the side post and the lintel, still it's kosher. So if it's a Bichesko rejects his words, because the reason of the Taz that says it's forbidden, it's not because of Hefzik, it's because it's just not the norm to make a Pesach, where the roof is separates between the side post and the lintel. And that's the Lashon Mishabur, Shein Oysen Tzuritz HaPesach Min Yizdeh, which is not the case by a dome, where the norm is to make such a Pesach. Chazanes writes on the proof of the Taz of Shabbos that according to what he explains regarding the dome, that the round part of the roof is the Mashkev, and his words are brought in Shin Zan HaVusiv Kod Tzimach Zayin, comes out that there's no Hefzik between the side post and the lintel. However, one should disqualify in the way that the roof separates between the side post and the mashkev for a different reason. Since in such a case, the roof that sticks out is considered as the mashkev, and the kana, the upper kana that's on top is nothing. And you can't combine the end of the roof as a continuation of the kana, since there's airspace between them. However, he writes that if the hafsik is something that's not permanent, so then it's not mafsik, and then it's going to be kashuk. Siv katan kuf yud gimel. So said the Rambam said one is to be careful to position beneath the rope, shnei konim, two vertical poles, ala aretz, on the ground. Avakase hamave, but the walls of the mave ein nechshav mivmakam makam, that cannot be considered in place of the poles. V'imeku amad b'koyisal baylet. Now if there is a pillar in the wall that sticks out, neidem shem konim, that could be qualified as the rod. If Shabbos was relied on from before Shabbos, the legram melech of sefir alf, because not any less than the side post that is born in sefir alf. More than same thing is kishreitz me'akoyis l'chipufim. When it comes out of the wall, chipufim, these protrusions, which the Sharet Sinai's Peches says that the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that even if it's less than three tefachim, so it says the Mishnah Berurah, paches mishlesh tvachim, less than three tvachim, at paches mishlesh tvachim, and each one is less than three tvachim, samach la'aretz, close to the ground, yesh l'smechalei merav Shabbos, you can rely on them from before Shabbos, the shem kan mishal tzuris ha-pesach, because they combine, they each less than three tvachim, and it can make, like, consider as its own height of ten tvachim, b'vad shi magul m'mal ha-tachas ha-chibal, as long as it's revealed above, beneath the rope. Yesh mechmirim b'chifufim kel, but those who are stringent regarding such chifufim, she masum derech mitzvah pesach, it's not made the way a side post of an opening would be, and therefore lechash pesach, therefore it's not considered as an opening. Im maim erakonim b'tech habayis, if someone positioned the poles in a house, b'tech gadar, or within a fence, hamukav ma'abur chesav, which is surrounded from its four sides, which the Dirshu 100 brings the picture. So you see that it's actually not in the Mavir. The poles are within the walls that are surrounded on all four sides. So it says Meshmulav Klumhu, it's nothing. And Bafilamak Mkuna Echrem Shaman, even if only just one pole was positioned over there, Gamkalaman is also not going to be effective. So we've cut in a kufi dal. So he said you have to have beneath the rope two high poles that are 10 tefachim high, mechubanim tachas a chevel precisely beneath the rope. Bimashru yitzim natzal, and if even a minute amount goes out from the sides, pasul that's disqualified. Subkot and kuf tes vav. But if it is precise, then it's effective even by mavim a foolish. But turns through a sapesach, where it's what it means to say is mahani, it's effective. Vilabi yisem esamas even when it's more than 10 amas. Subkot zayin. Chatzar a courtyard. Where its length is more than its width, so then the nigamav has a lach like a mavav, and it's permitted with a lach yarkar. Even though there is no courtyard and homes open up inside of it, which was criteria, but since it's not close to the Rishos Rabbim, rather this chatz only opened to a mavav, the mavav pasuch Rishos Rabbim, it's only the mavav that opens Rishos Rabbim, and therefore such a chatz would be permitted. Like a mavi with a lechar kara. That's what he says. Name was my real name. The smak says mishpul subkot and kuf tezayin. If you have a chatzis sha'orka yatzal rachbay, its length is more than its width. I feel a mashu even my nur. The man says the gemara. The orka, what's its length? That's mikra derchkin. It says it's called where you enter. In need mishum chatzir, it's not qualified as a chatzir. Elm orka berach b'shava only if its length and its width are equal, or shirach b'yasal orka, or if the width is more than the length. And then Dirshu 90. So we said that, yeah, because Naam revised that the Yonabat and Chatzay is open inside of it. So if we don't treat it like a Mavi. Now, if there are two courtyards and every courtyard it opens two homes, Chayadim writes, so then he says, yeah, in Vilna, we mentioned this at the end of yesterday, they were Bat and Chatzay is open to Mavi. And therefore, has a lacha like a Mavi. The Chazanish, as we mentioned, says, no, in our times, that our Chatzay are not real Chatzay because we don't do private type of functions, and therefore, the mother will not permit a lech b'kara. There's number 91. So the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, the custom is always to make it tzuras ha-pesach. Regarding chatzer, if inside of that you also have to make it tzuras ha-pesach because of the minik. The Shana Lecha writes that you have to make a tzuras ha-pesach from its two ends. And he's been saying that the source is the be'alach later on, the Mishnah Tzamechdal, Tziv Gimel, the Maschal Dinai, and the Maschal Ve'im. Dershon number 101. So he said that if you put the vertical poles in a house or in a fenced-in area, that's not going to be valid. Now the reason of this halacha, the Chayyim explained in many different ways. Mekor Chaim himself writes that's because of hacker. That it's not a good hacker. He also writes over there that a pillar that's found in a closed area is not considered as a kana. Because something that's surrounded is like it's filled up. And if you don't see like just a pole. Now, the grand ikra of this halacha, the Chazanish wonders that if the surrounded area does not stick out into the airspace of the Mavir, then it should be disqualified for a different reason. Because the kana that's a beyond the out of the walls of the Mavir, and if the area that's surrounded sticks into the opening of the Mavir, if that's the case, so the wall itself that surrounds the pillar should be considered as the kana for Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore it should be kosher. And if the wall is breached a little bit, and the Tzuras HaPesach passes over the area where it's breached, so it should be kosher, even from the halacha of Emem Ruba, even though from the halacha of Emem Ruba it's considered as if the wall that separates is if it's closed, since it's a Tzuras HaPesach has the ability to remove walls regarding Emem Ruba, which means of Tzarchin. The Landau and his Gilian Sechaznish writes that according to what the Chazanish is Mechadish, that if the rod goes into a Rishus three tefachim more than the Mashkev, it's possible, that's possible in the Halacha of Pischi Shamoi. You can explain the words in Mekor Chaim in the way that the area that's surrounded sticks into the Rishus, but the wall of the area that's surrounded extends into the Rishus more than three tefachim, where then it's not possible to consider the wall as the kana of the Tzuras HaPesach. And this is the Chazanish holds so obviously that the Tzuras HaPesach that its poles are standing behind the walls of the Mavi is possible, is actually not like the way it's written in the Shubas Chassam Sefer, Merachayim, that says the Kasha. Now, from the words of Mishmur, it sounds like that the Halacha of Merachayim is in the way that the pole stands in the area that's surrounded from its four sides. But if there's only one mechitza that separates between the poles, then it would be kasher. On the other hand, we find Achrayim that explained the words of Karachayim that even if one wall separates, it's possible. You have in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, right, that since there's a mechitza that separates between one pole and the other pole, you cannot combine one pole to the other one. You have Tshuvas Devi Malkiel that writes that it has to be that Tursa Pesach is fit to accept the door, as Baruch Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Beis, and when the pole is behind the wall, so you can't have a door. Dirshu number 102. So he said, in such a case that it's nothing. It's not good. So too, in the case where one of the poles of the Tursa Pesach is placed on a pile that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that one should disqualify according to the Mekor Chaim, because since the mountain is its own Rishus, where in such a case, you have to disqualify also from the reason that the poles are not placed in the place where people walk, which we explained in Shinun Brofsev Kat Yud, and also if it's not possible to consider the mountain as a corner of the Terus HaBesel, because it's Pesach HaShemai, where it's not better than Eben Achnes of Eben Yoitz, a stone coming in, coming out, which is considered Pesach HaShemai. There's number 103, and even if only one pole was placed in the closed-off area, is a problem. Now, regarding the mashkif of the Tzuras HaPesach, which crosses over a mashkif of a different Tzuras HaPesach. For example, let's say one's going along the length, one's going along the width. So in Tshuva Shoyel Meir should be right that the lower Tzuras HaPesach removes the upper Tzuras HaPesach. The Oris to Sibir Shein Halachas and Shin Zemach Bezi writes that he heard from the Chaznish that it was Nachmer that actually both Tzuras HaPesach are disqualified. Now, according to those who disqualify, even if the lower Tzuras HaPesach goes beneath the upper Tzuras HaPesach only partly, it's going to be possible. And there's not a halacha like a mechitza that goes beneath the Tzuras HaPesach, that if the mechitza does not go into the Rishos 3 Tvachim, so it itself could be considered as a lechem tzuras haPesach, because it separates the tzuras haPesach into two tzuras kosher tzuras haPesachs. Because by the tzuras haPesach, only the upper pole goes beneath the upper tzuras haPesach, and it cannot function as a lechi for the upper tzuras haPesach. Look at the Sefer Bina Simcha, what he writes regarding the Shmur from the Chaznish, and he discusses based on this by the electric wires that go beneath the Tzuras HaPesach, why doesn't it disqualify the Tzuras HaPesach? Dush number 104, and if there is Pi Tikra on top of the Tzuras HaPesach, Trubis Chavel Sashogon writes to be lean regarding this, and he's relying on his words on the opinion of the Mekilim, that if the pole is standing within mechitzas, it's going to be kosher. However, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's machmor regarding this halacha like Mekor Chaim, then there is room to be stringent also in such a case, because since through the halacha pitikra, it's considered like as if one pole is in a fenced in Rishus. Dershu number 94, Mishnah Berurah said, so that this that we say in our cities that it needs a Tzuras HaPesach, that's by cities that are not surrounded with a wall. Or it's surrounded with a wall and the walls are breached through Shas Ramdu Kamalis, that's more than 10 amas. So from his words, it sounds like that if it's breached less than 10 amas, it would be permitted. And there is no minik to be machmir to make it to a Zapesah. That's because the city is permitted from the halacha of Aymuru Bala parts. So you see from the words of Mishnah Berurah that in a place where there's Aymuru Bala parts, the custom is not to require it to a Zapesah by the Piritza. Dish number 96. He said that the walls of the Mava are not considered in place of being the Kana. Now, if he put the poles of the Tzuras HaPesach as an extension of the wall, and they don't close at all the ear space of the Rishus, as the Dusha brings the picture, he said, at the end of the wall is where the poles are. Chaznish writes that they don't have the power to permit the mabay, and it's going to be disqualified. And he proves his words from this halacha of the kaisla mabay that they cannot function as the mezuzah of the Pesach, and so too the poles that are like an extension of the walls. Yusra writes over there that the poles of the Tzuris of Pesach are not kosher when they're only visible from the outside. That is, only to someone who's standing on the outside is it recognizable that they're not a continuation of the wall, and that they're narrower from the wall. However, if he distances it from the walls of the Mavi, as the Dishra brings the picture, it's further out. Chazon Ish writes that it's effective even if he placed them as a continuation of the walls of the Mavi. It just needs to be that there shouldn't be a shear of a pirtza between the wall and the poles. And we discussed this in the Sharatin and previously with Sifra Lam Zayin, that you see from his words that he holds that by the poles of the Tzuris of Pesach, it's effective when it's seen from the outside that they're not a continuation of the wall. This should number 97. He said that if there's a pillar that sticks out from the wall, it gets qualified as a kana. So, this should 97. This halacha that a pillar in the wall that sticks out into the airspace of the Pesach could be considered as a kana. Chaznesh writes, that's only according to Shita's Rashi and Ebn Afid Aleph, that if there's a opening in the middle of the wall of the house, you could consider that as a Tzuris HaPesach. And it doesn't have to be around the opening a special mizgeres that designates the place of the opening, which that disagrees on the Ritva, who does require that. Chazon Ish writes, Allah is like Shitas Rashi. Now, if the pillar sticks out more than Dalet Amos, Makar Chaim holds that since this pole cannot be considered as a lachi, where the Shulchan Aruch Pasan Sevier Bay is too big, so it can actually be considered also for the lachis of the Tzuris HaPesach. Rather than Chazon Ish disagrees, and then he writes that the kon of the Tzuris HaPesach is not disqualified when it's a length of Dalet Amos, whether its length is to the width of the Mavi, whether its length is to the length of the Mavi. However, he writes that it's possible that if the poles extend from the upper pole and within inside the airspace, the domain is more than 3 or 4 tefachim, which is the shear of a rishos. In other words, that the mashkev is narrow and the l'chayayim, the side posts are thicker. It's possible, and even if only one pole extends like that, which remains with a tzarchin. However, round barrels that function as lechis of a tzuris pesach and their diameter is more than 3 tefachim, you could permit also if part of the barrel that's opposite the rope extends from within more than 3 tefachim from the rope that's on them, because Chazon Ish writes that the circular gets qualified like as if there's many poles that are near each other. And it comes out that the point of the circle that sticks out beneath the rope is the lechi, and that's not extending only but a minute amount towards the inside. However, you have to be careful not to put the rope opposite the edge of the outer circle, because in such a case, the corner of the circle that's beneath the rope extends within more than 3 tefachim. Number 98, the Mishmur said, if you're lying from before Shabbos, then it's not less than a lachi. Previously in Sefer Dalav, was not sure if you need to have by the Tzuris HaPesach that you relied on it from before Shabbos. But the Chazon Ish is that you don't have to rely on it from before Shabbos.